We made it! The unofficial start of summer. May-long weekend is finally here, and there's a break, slowly but surely, in the rain. Man, that was a good soaker yesterday, but it is going to turn sunny enough through tomorrow, and it's Sunday, holiday Monday, that a stroll through the garden center or the farmer's market tomorrow morning to the Real District, or camping for the first time, or if you're a cabin owner, getting out to open up the cabin and maybe get the dock in and launch the boat. It's all going to be possible this weekend. Just not really warm. Not really hot, by no means, but we'll get it done. Certainly they are getting it done in the fields right now. The latest crop report showing our farming community is just hustling out there, almost halfway done now. 49% of it is in, and the Southwest continues to lead the way in terms of progress there. 76% of the crops are in the Southwest. East Central region lagging a little behind, but not bad, 33%. So if you're on the farm this weekend, maybe you're close to getting done. Yesterday's soaker may have put you behind a little. I'm curious what you got on the farm. I thought we had a good soak here in Regina. There's enough puddles remaining this morning. They're disappearing quickly, though, too, as it's starting to be a little windy out there. And there's a bit of sunshine as it rises up here, but clouds rolling through. The roads are in good shape. I think we had a couple inches of rain. I know we're trying to get a hold of Environment Canada to see what they know, but we had to have gotten an inch and a half, too, yesterday here in the city, don't you think? Came down pretty steady there for a while. What's your rain gauge saying? Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. We'd love to hear from you. And if you are a Winnipeg Jets fan, you live to skate another day. A dominant 4-0 win last night over the Dallas Stars. I know my friend Kevin Martell, extremely happy, forcing a game 6 tomorrow night. And, of course, Leafs and Panthers tonight, game 6. And it's a must-win, obviously. Down 3-2. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight. I'll get into last night's Jets game a little further here just a moment. It got kind of mean, as expected, in the final moments. But the first direct flight to Denver is flying out of YQR this morning, 9:45. And Regina Airport CEO James Bogus told me yesterday that the first one out was close to being sold out. As for the future of it, it's a little concerning, especially with so many Canadians choosing not to travel south of the border right now. But James told me, we're not really in danger of losing this flight or even the direct one of many.
We're still seeing reasonable loads. But I mean, when I look at the sentiment of what I'm seeing out there, it's not quite the same as it was a couple of months ago. I'm seeing some, more propensity for travel, talking to folks in the hold room. You know, Delta's really opened up different opportunities through MSP now that we didn't have a few months ago. You can even buy, for example, Las Vegas through Delta now, which you couldn't before. And there's still some folks going. Denver is number 6 in the world. So this is a great opportunity for U.S. connections, but as you say, also overseas.
How might we lose these flights? Is it a month or two if it really did continue to get worse, or?
These flights have been backed up by what we call minimum revenue guarantees. So we've got that on the Denver flight. We've got that on the Minneapolis flight. So what that means, we're helping the airline out for an initial period. It's going to be at least a few years before we would look at any major concern, unless something very structural happens to the network. You know, something catastrophic or something we can't anticipate.
Okay.
Softened revenues. That's not going to cause the flight to be canceled in the short term. We're making sure with financial help, if needed only, that these flights will be supported.
Yeah, I've heard some people just not wanting to go to the States because of politics and concerns about tariffs. Others just say, I'm watching the dollar. If you want 100 U.S. right now, it costs you about 130 Canadian. It has stopped raining for now in Regina. Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275.
What do you got in your rain gauge there from yesterday? I thought we got a good inch and a half, maybe two yesterday in the city. It seemed like pretty steady rain there till about mid-afternoon, but I'm curious what your gauge is telling you on the farm or in your backyard. Tonight, flag football, of course, would resume. Not entirely sure yet if there will be. You know, those fields got pretty soaked. Sometimes they like to wait till it dries up. So I don't know about Friday night action. You'd think by tomorrow, but you'll get the word if you have kids in flag football. Last night, the Winnipeg Jets at home needing a victory to stay alive against the Stars. Might have been a little concerned after the first period when they seemed to carry most of the game, the Jets, but they couldn't beat Ottinger in goal. However, they would eventually pot a couple and be up 2-0 in the third when about at the 8-minute mark, they get a little more breathing room.
A foul in front of us, the Cubs scores!
Yeah, that power play helped 3-0 for the Jets then. Dallas would eventually yank their goaltender, try to rally in the final moments, but the Jets got the only goal, an empty netter to make it 4-0. The last few minutes, as expected, got pretty heated.
Kind of blocked him, right? Oh, boy, he just popped him. Linesman went down. Did he get a...
Ben pops Scheifele, who's now incensed, trying to get back at him, but he's wrestled down to the ice.
Well, that's where you got to be careful. Emotions can get the best of you. Ben got a big shot in and Scheifele. That's right in front of you, Panger.
Yep. Yeah, Stars forward Jamie Benn there punching Scheifele right in front of the Dallas bench. And boy, Scheifele, his teammates were trying to calm him down. He was being held back by the linesman after that punch, and they both fell to the ice. And it got a little heated, but that'll make it interesting next, right? Jets are 6-1 at home in the postseason, but have yet to win on the road in these playoffs. So let that be their inspiration tomorrow night. They've got to win on the road for the first time this year, at least in postseason action in Dallas. Can they do it? Well, I kind of hope so. And if they continue to do it and push a game 7, that's just great for the Oilers, resting comfortably. And that would be fun to see the Jets and Oilers. But we'll wait to see what happens. In the only other game, it's over for Ovi.
The Carolina Hurricanes advance to the Eastern Conference Final. They defeat the Washington Capitals 3-1 tonight. They win the series 4-1 and will await the winner of the Panthers and the Maple Leafs.
Yes, the Leafs, who got blown out 6-1 last game and booed out of their own arena, will try to stay alive tonight in Florida. Game time is 6 o'clock. They can win and push a game 7. That would be Sunday at 5:30. Leafs goaltender Stolarz was back on the ice yesterday at practice, but he's not making the trip to Florida. You've got to hope, as a Leaf fan, that Joseph Woll will bounce back after being yanked in the last game, too. And back to the Jets for a moment. Game 6 and another must-win for Winnipeg is tomorrow night in Dallas, 6 o'clock. Game 7, if necessary, would be Monday night. So that's what I mean. If the Jets drag it out, Oilers get a little more rest. But if the Jets can't win tomorrow night, all indications are is that the Stars-Oilers series would likely start on Tuesday. Hey, tomorrow in Saskatoon, the annual green and white game, as the Riders replicate a game for local fans in Toontown. It's a chance to get ready for a game day experience. Coach Mace believes fans are going to be wanting to be at that game.
A lot of energy, a lot of juice, something to cheer about. You know, if they haven't had a chance to come out and catch practice, you know, there's been a lot of big plays happening out this way. So I think just a chance for our fan base to get closer to the team and see them in live action and see how we're going.
All right, a good chance to catch an early glimpse at rookies and veterans in play. Well, far from hot, but this May long weekend has finally arrived. It really does feel like this is the start of summer, right? We get a little more stoked, excited about going to wander through the garden centers. And if you have a cabin, you're likely firing out there to check on it, open it up, maybe even get some friends together, put the dock in and launch the boat. I know that's part of the plan in our household on Saturday. Or maybe you want to go camping. You got some new gear or a new RV, or else just get the RV checked out and see if it can go through a weekend at a campsite. There are plenty of options. And Paul Johnson is here now from SAS Parks. Paul, I want to first start, though. This rain has helped, but we're already having to be mindful of fire bans. Where's the best place to look before we camp? And how often are they updated?
I believe they're updated as things evolve, as fire bans and campfire restrictions are put in place. And remember, there's some good websites. SAS Public Safety Agency has really good website that actively lists where fire restrictions and fire bans are. So that's saspublicsafety.ca, Greg.
Anything on SAS Parks website?
We do have notifications on our websites. I'll encourage anybody that's planning to visit or camp in a park to check the website. They can call the park office too, and they will get the latest up-to-date information on fire restrictions that are in place in parks.
Paul, what if there is a fire ban? What can you use at your campsite?
Some of our campers are quite familiar with these things. Park visitors can still use gas barbecues, the charcoal briquettes, pressurized stoves, CSA-approved self-contained portable gas heating devices, and gas fire pits. These can all be used during a campfire restriction in park, but as always, really encourage our guests to be very, very cautious and manage even how they use those devices.
Paul Johnson from SAS Parks. Are there any special events at any particular parks that you want to point out?
We do have a number of different events that are happening during the opening weekend and then all throughout the summer. We've got things like Festival in the Forest at Meadow Lake, Prairie Day at Buffalo Pound. On June 7th, it's National Trails Day, and Parks has some great, amazing hiking trails for all skills and abilities. I think there's going to be about 12 guided hikes throughout the park system this summer. And we've also got things like Summer Cinema coming up in various parks throughout the season, and Sask Express is back for another year in a number of different parks, all of which can be found on the event calendar on our SaskParks.com webpage, Greg.
Paul, in years past, May Long has always been a dry weekend. Is that still a thing as far as alcohol?
Yeah, we've evolved, and it's not a dry weekend anymore. And those days, we were less busy, we weren't as full, so there were some instances where parties got out of control in some of the parks. But now we're such a family-oriented business, Greg. We've got lots of families coming, and it hasn't been an issue for a number of years. So, no, it's not a dry weekend anymore, but we still, in some locations, have increased conservation officer, RCMP, park ranger presence, just to make sure things maintain that good family atmosphere.
What was it like in April when you launched all the campsites?
Greg, it was a fantastic launch. It was great because our volumes were up over previous years, which we expected. We think because of the current geopolitical situations, the exchange rate and other things, we're going to have a great season in parks. And we saw that on our launch. Now, I'm going to bust a myth right now. We are not full until September 30th. From May Long weekend opening till the end of the season, September 30th, our parks across the board are on average 33% full. That means we got all kinds of camping opportunities available for people. For the May Long weekend coming up, I think we're at 21% occupancy. So for those that are thinking about a last-minute camping trip this weekend, have a look. There's lots of availability across the park system. Now, I will add that some of our parks like Cypress Hills, Echo, and around the long weekends in July or any weekend in July, we are pretty full. So you really got to dig. Maybe flexibility in terms of midweek stays, or maybe it's the second half of August or late June where there's some great opportunities for...
Paul, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but you can go back to the website, favorite a campsite, and you'll alert someone if it becomes available. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, you can create a list of your favorites, and if the dates that you want to camp are booked and or the site that you want to have is booked, you can set up a notification to get notified if there's a cancellation, if something becomes available. It's a great feature of our reservation system that that people should be mindful of.
Paul, hit us up there then. What's that reservation site?
Oh, you know, it's sasparks.com, Greg. It's pretty easy, and that's where you go to get your reservations.
Paul, thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and look forward to camping this summer.
Thanks for having me today, Greg.
Well, pride is on the line for the Leafs after they just literally sucked last game. And, boy, a lot of Leaf fans unsure of how they're going to appear tonight in Florida, but they got a win to press for one more game. And, of course, Jets got a victory last night. They live yet another day, and we'll see if they can pull off another one in Dallas. They've never won on the road yet in the postseason, so it's going to be a bit of a challenge. But maybe that's the Jets' inspiration tomorrow night. But yeah, Leafs game in Florida tonight, 6 o'clock start on that one. Hey, this week, Guaranteed Weather had a big winner. It was awesome. I had a listener from Strasbourg, Frida. She's a longtime listener, told me she had entered the contest at CJME.com, which is the first step, right?
Yes, I did.
Well, good thing you did, because I blew it yesterday and your name had been called out.
Oh, sweet.
All of Strasbourg knew. Did you not know?
No, I did not. I work on road construction, and so I wasn't able to really listen.
Well, I don't think I'm going to pay you enough to give up that job and retire early, but I am going to make your May long. You ready for this?
Sure.
I've got a jackpot of $350 that I'm giving to you.
Right on! That is great news. That is awesome.
Hey, well, $350 you can spend however you want. You could pay off some bills or just treat yourself. Maybe a new yellow vest to be spotted on the road on the construction site.
Yes, it would be, and it would be a pink one as well.
Well, that'll be easy to spot you. Thank you so much for playing along. And today, Tanis Hayward on Sherwood Drive entered at CJME.com, randomly chosen to play. I've clearly been working on a new jackpot, having lost that one to Frida. But yeah, we're at $50. So Tanis Hayward for Dahar Hair Restoration and Windsor Plywood. If I'm off by three or more today from a guaranteed high of 13, I'll cut you a check for $50. I'll let you know next Tuesday, right? Monday's a holiday for us here. I want to take you to New York now, where the trial of Sean P. Diddy Combs continues, and his defense team got their chance of cross-examination, confronting his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. And again, some of the testimony gets a little difficult to hear, but here it is from the courtroom, Aaron Katursky.
In hours of cross-examination, lawyers for Sean Combs using ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura's own words in an attempt to portray her not as a victim of sex trafficking, but as a willing, even eager participant in his swingers lifestyle.
Baby.
In hushed tones, 8 months pregnant and with her husband in the room, Ventura reading aloud intimate, often explicit text messages about the sex she desired. One juror appeared to shake her head. Others leaned in to read along. "I'm always ready to freak off," one of her messages said, referencing the drug-fueled sessions with male prostitutes that Ventura said became an integral part of her relationship with Combs. Defense attorneys harping on her apparent enthusiasm. "To make him happy, you told him that you wanted to do freak-offs." Ventura pushed back. "No, there's a lot more to that." But the defense suggested Ventura became reluctant only when she felt dirty and grimy, as opposed to sexual and spontaneous. As she said in one of her emails to Combs, "I get nervous that I'm just becoming the girlfriend that you get your fantasies off with, and that's it." Ventura testified Combs coerced her into sex under threat of violence and blackmail. But on cross-examination, she said Combs was also violent because of jealousy and her infidelity, telling the jury dating rapper Kid Cudi and actor Michael B. Jordan prompted arguments that could be a little scary.
Aaron Katursky from ABC. Ventura will be back on that witness stand later today, with the judge having said that he wants to make sure she's finished by end.